grab life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning. Here on the 3rd of October, we're introducing October to all of you.
Unbelievable. The first day of October, actually, first Monday of October. It's already October 3rd.
It's already October 3rd. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm going to try not to throw up on the on the microphone. I just kind of like, I don't know what that was.
Is it the fall? It's just we've gone from sandals to Uggs.
You know, I had my sandals, and I was starting to put them on this morning, and I looked at the weather report, and I said, nah.
You've been wearing sandals all summer.
I'm going to have to wait till Thursday to
put my sandals
back.
You know, those kind that, you know, they just have holes in the shoes.
It's good. They're made with truck tire rubber on the bottom.
So much happened this last weekend, but first let's get to the weather today. Well, it's currently 46 degrees, overcast, of course, as you go out. You see that it's wet this morning. Scattered showers, 40% of scattered showers today, and our high of 61. Chance of showers tonight with our lows of 50. And tomorrow calls for a slight chance, mostly sunny with 69. Tuesday night is low of 47. And then we get mostly sunny on Wednesday with just 73. And yes, it's turtleneck. I'm wearing a turtleneck and boots. Last week was a sundress. You know, love that. I love the seasons, but there really wasn't that much of a change. You know, maybe we'll see what happens here. Thursday calls for sunny with a high near 80. There we go. Friday is 83 and Saturday's 84. So we go back up into that kind of that nice fall weather. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Go ahead, Bob.
And Linda, looking at the radar, we're actually seeing snow at the highest elevations.
Oh, my gosh.
Over the Cascades and up in Lassen Park and around Mount Shasta.
And
so
they had
some snow falling.
And they had a hailstorm in Cottonwood.
Yeah, and a lightning strike that took out power for a chunk of Redding over the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
In fact, the power pole itself was on fire. So
wow.
When I took it. So, you know, you were down a little bit hard yesterday, but did you hear all the lightning?
I did. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Bob, we need to give you a big shout-out compliment because on Saturday night we had Bark and Wine, and it was a tremendous turnout. And what happened, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you commit to do these things, which, of course, we love Haven. Great stories. They've committed by 2021 and sooner if they can make it happen to be a no-kill, you know, community for the
Haven Humane Society will become a no-kill Haven by 2021. That
right.
was a huge announcement.
Huge announcement.
Huge announcement.
So the place is packed, and anyway, really amazing live auction items. I just Napa trips, San Francisco trips, Disneyland trips, African pictorial safari.
Yeah, photo safari.
Oh, my gosh. Just went on. It was just great. Anyway, Bob, shout out to you, is because this is the first time I've seen this in a fundraiser here in the North State that we've been involved in. What they did is they took each item and, you know, the gal came in here to have this. I thought we were going to do like one-liners. We ended up doing the full description, like doing six, it was like doing 20 commercial spots. And you edited them and you did your magic to them. And so that ran throughout the.
And you did the very talented voicing.
Well, I just, it was really intense because it was like that took a couple hours, right? But I just compliment you because it takes a team and you just did a great job. But anyway, I think they did really, I don't know what the bottom line is, but I think they did tremendously well. There was a lot of outpouring and that was Haven You May. But over the weekend, Carl, there was so many. There was the powwow, Paisano Days, of course, Yvonne Tate's big 70th bash.
Which, by the way, was spectacular. The
goes on.
Paisano Days, which, by the way, was super, super down there. The Bark, Wine, and Brew, as we were there for that one. It was great. The Girls, Inc., Stillwater Powwow. Gosh, what else was going on here? It was just a number of great events going on. And people just, the pub crawl. We saw people on the pub crawl early on Saturday. Oh, yeah. And one of them.
The Exchange Club.
Yeah, already one of them had bloody knees. he was crawling across. In fact, I had to honk at him to get him out of the crosswalk. So, but he had his card around his neck and he was going, I'm having a great time. All right. Maybe it wasn't quite that much.
All right. Bass Pro Shops. Carl, this is up your alley. Reached a deal to acquire outdoors retail competitor Cabela's in a deal valued at $5.5 billion.
Okay, now it was Bass Pro Shop that.
Oh, I had it backwards.
Bass Pro Shops has reached a deal to acquire outdoor retail competitor Cabela's.
Wow.
So Bass Pro's buying Cabela's and to take the company private.
Wow.
In a deal valued at $5.5 billion.
Now, does that mean I wonder if Cabela's is going to lose its trademark,
its brand name,
its brand name, or is it going to leave the brand name?
It said the deal comes about 10 months
because they compete against each other.
I know
they got them in the same town.
Well,
does that mean they're going to shut some down and then expand in other areas?
It said the deal comes about 10 months after Sydney Neb-based Cabela's effectively put itself up for sale.
I'll be darned.
At the urging of hedge fund Elliott Management, which has declared their hunting and fishing retailer undervalued and called for the company to consider a sale or reorganization.
Wow. Well, anyway, so now Bass Pro Shop is going to own Cabela. It's going to be interesting to see what they do because a lot of times they're in the same areas. I think.
Maybe
not the exact same spot.
Well, Bass Pro Shops has about 99 stores and 20,000 employees. Cabela's has about 85 stores and has about 20,000 employees, which is weird.
Yeah.
Are those numbers correct?
Bass Pro Shops real big, of course, in the Midwest and South.
Oh, yeah. They're huge down there.
They're big in Reno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I just want to make sure is that we still have the ability to go into the store and spend 8 hours and never see everything once.
All right.
Hey, let's take a quick break here. We got a lot of stuff going on today. We got Enjoy the Magazine. We have a number of other things happening also. A lot of stuff to talk about, but this portion of the show was brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you, you know what? Last night, I had the windows open.
Oh, you snuck it in on me.
I snuck the window open. And it was nice. And, I mean, it got chilly in there.
It was toasty. I mean, it was toasty in bed, but it felt good to have a cool room. Yeah. But
you were asking about putting on the putting on the heater this morning. But you know, when you sleep, and we always sleep well. You know, we sleep well during the summer. We sleep well during the fall because it's our Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting 40. It's a dual air a controllable bed, adjustable bed, so she can have her own brand of firmness in bed. As I can, we never have slept better than we have on our Sleep Number bed. Okay. I can't, you know what? It's people ask. You know, we have people in here, and we did this brought to you by. And the gentleman across from us goes, I have a Sleep Number bed. And the other guy goes, well, I'm looking for a bed. And we all have Sleep Number beds except him. So he's heading down to the Sleep Number store because it works. It you know, you can adjust it. You've got the Sleep IQ technology, which gives you ideas on how to adjust the bed and things to do to be able to sleep better.
And we're all looking for revitalization. I know that, you know, after a long week, and some people say, I just don't know how you do it because we go and go. And so I hit my wall. I occasionally hit my wall. So I hit my wall on Sunday, and I'm sorry, some of the folks know that are listening to this show that I had to cancel a few things because I hit my wall and I was exhausted. So I spent most of the day catching up on deep rest, and I was in my Sleep Number bed. So I am so grateful. I'm feeling revitalized today. And I know that the week is stacked with so many things to do. So go ahead out. If you want to be revitalized, you have a full schedule. Your kids need to be revitalized. It's a great gift to yourself. The Sleep Number store is located in the Target Shopping Center. And go in and get one today.
Yeah, and right now during the Columbus Day sale, you can save $400 on the C4 mattress. It's the lowest price ever. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running.
Must be budget blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Reading Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Reading more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Reading Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at reupower.com for more information. REU and you. Powerful together.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and Devine. 7:21 in the morning, 46 degrees. Going up to an incredibly high of 61 today. Chance of rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Home Helpers is bringing you this section of the show, 2620 Larkspur. You're not going to find a better group of people to take care of your loved ones, whether it's a short period of time or for a longer period of time in home care. It's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, all types of awards, all types of accolades, all types of great reviews from the people she has helped. 226-8350. Give her a call. Okay, let's get into the political side. Sexism charges thrown against Trump and criminal thrown at Clinton. Okay.
Who? That's it. By whom?
Everybody. So it's, you know, it's a mess. Here we are, the greatest country in the world, and it's coming down to this. You know, where does it say that everybody can grow up to be president? Haven't we been pushing that just a little bit too far lately? Yeah. And speaking of government intruding on you, Bob, you happen to have one right here.
Well, add to the
number of gun laws they've thrown at
us. Well, add to the tracing of cell phones, cameras on every corner, and just the great eye of the government upon you. As if you weren't paranoid enough, now emails have come out after a Freedom of Information request that detail a planned cooperation between the Drug Enforcement Administration's National License Plate Recognition Initiative and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to scan and record the plates and vehicle images of gun show attendees.
Oh, yeah. So that means if you go to a gun show, your local police can come out and scan. We'll ask police.
Have been urged by the feds.
They've been urged by the feds. Go in and scan all those license plates in and send them to the feds so we can run a database. We can check on who's there at the gun shows. So
this is chilling.
You know, it just means you do Uber.
Yeah.
Or you park someplace else. But you know what? Why should you even have to? Why can't you? Then let's just do this. Why not do the same thing at, the Jim and Monroe show? How about the home environment shows? How about a football game? I bet they do that already.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they do. I bet they go out and scan those things. You know, you're being scanned when you walk into a lot of these football games. And, you know, for sure for Super Bowl, they do face recognition. You are in there. They're picking out everybody. But this, Now, why is the government doing this? They think that people are out there buying guns to go out and commit terrorist acts. I wonder how many they've ever linked. How many times have they ever linked a gun bought at a gun show to a terrorist act? How about the ones that the government bought in Fast and Furious and walked across the border that were used in murders, assassinations, the murder of a Border Patrol agent, the killing of so many innocent people? And nobody that I know of was ever held responsible for that. Sure. Surely not Eric Holder. Okay.
Oh, boy.
The internet is now going to be overseen by a global nonprofit. And a lot of people get excited about this. Should we?
Not a lot is being changed, just who the ICANN, which is the organization that assigns internet names and addresses, reports
it's not,
to.
It's not changing anything in ICANN.
Right.
Same people, same rules and everything. So there's no difference in what it does.
Right. ICANN simply doesn't report only to the U.S. government. It will instead report to an international body. As always, a lot of this stuff gets overblown. If you want to think about traditional communications, like remember the schoolroom game of telephone where everybody stood in a line and you would whisper the message from person to person?
Yeah.
Okay. And somewhere along the line, it gets lost in translation. The internet is more like a classroom passing notes, and it doesn't matter if those notes get passed down one group of kids or across the room, or it eventually they get to the destination, and if a note gets dropped along the way, another one gets sent. That's a simplified version of the internet.
Yeah, except for one thing. Oh, yeah, that's the internet, except for one thing, the teacher.
Right, and the teacher is the hackers and or the governments.
And or the government. So with the United States, supposedly, this is pretty much we keep everything going. We don't try to control everybody as opposed to, say, there's now the new global body. They could control things.
Yes, but there are so many players at the table. Could there be disruptions? Yes, but there's already disruptions. China, for instance, has what they call their Great Firewall, which blocks a lot of outside communications. North Korea has extremely limited connections. Somehow, the system was made extremely robust. We're not turning it over to the Russians or anything like that.
Okay.
That we know of.
That we know of. Or anybody else. Okay.
Okay, I got a story. I have an interesting story because, you know, people are taking their morning walks. Well, this guy was almost like he was struck by lightning twice. After being jumped on and bitten repeatedly by a charging grizzly bear in Montana on Saturday morning, Todd Orr, you want to look up the story, O-R-R, survived by playing dead. The injured, bleeding man began the three-mile trek back to his vehicle and was attacked again within 10 minutes by the same bear. The 50-year-old played dead again to survive the second attack, then drove 17 miles to a hospital. He said, life sucks in a bear country, he says in a Facebook video. Recorded before the drive, she got my head good. I don't know what's under my hat. And then my shoulder she ripped up. Think my arms broke. But he's talked about how he'd be saying, hey, bear, while he's walking, right? Thinking just
you're trying to make noise so you don't walk up
right.
And surprise them. Yeah.
Well, so he was confronted.
He should be doing things like ringing bells and all
that.
Yeah,
and so then he sprayed the bear with bear spray, did not even
bear spray says,
forget it.
It says, no. It's a sauce.
So evidently.
You've really pissed me off.
He did everything he was supposed to do, and while being attacked by the same bear twice is like being struck by lightning twice, like I said. He's survived it all. He should go out and buy a lottery ticket now. But it's, you know, we think about that movie, The Revenant, how that bear came back and just jumped. He said he crunched his shoulder. He could hear the bone crack. He knew, he thought this is it because the bear's standing on him. His arm went limp, is numb. Blood is rushing into his face. And he thinks this is it. Well, the bear's standing on him because he's playing dead.
Just standing on.
So what is it the bear looks at? Does the bear look at the creature or critter being you, the human, or any other thing that's moving? And do they just want to, like, bat it around? Like,
no, I think like what they end up doing is they end up burying you, you know, because what they do is they cover up their kills so they can come back to them. But in this case, and you're not going to know what caused the attack because probably wasn't any cubs.
Yeah, she had two cubs.
Oh, there were two cubs.
Two cubs. And he was yelling, hey, bear, on his walk. He's out. This is what I'm saying. What do people do when they want to walk in the woods and they have this beautiful, what do?
I would take one of those air horns. And I would ruin the sound for everybody. But occasionally, if I was in bear country, hit that thing.
Oh, can you imagine five people?
Well, okay. But see, what he did was when he said, here, bears, they probably misunderstood it and thought he was calling them. And then there you go. Here, bear. It's like,
anyway.
you call Snooki. Yeah, right. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. Here she comes running when she wants to. So here you go. Here, bear. Anyway, the guy survives two attacks by a grizzly bear.
By the same grizzly bear. And then drives 17 miles to the hospital. His wife said it looked like he gutted an elk in his car.
He said it was like being bitten. He says like being bitten by a sledgehammer with teeth.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how that is? Okay. Now.
Power. Oh, my gosh. He's lucky to be alive. I mean, imagine.
Now, let's talk about this guy. How tough is this guy that gets mauled twice by a bear, gets into his car? Oh, well, he drives 17 miles to the hospital. I mean, you don't have a choice, right?
Yeah.
But he gets there, probably gets out, walks in, says, I just had a close encounter with a bear, you know, and just watch the people try, you know, get to work on him. The fact he's still got a scalp, his eyes, it looks like.
Yeah, he said, I have my eyes.
Yeah, that's the big thing. But that's what they say. If a bear attacks you, you roll into a ball, try to protect your head and your neck and your throat, and you play dead because the bear, if you're fighting the bear, bear's going to keep fighting.
Yeah.
If it no longer regards you as a threat, it may just bite you. Now, here's the thing. It's going to bite you a few times, probably paw you really good, but that's it.
And you want to talk about anything quickly before we take a break? Anything that you saw over the weekend with football that was great? Because we did watch a bunch of games.
No.
Okay.
The 49ers lost again. Yay!
Now, do you feel that way just because Kaepernick got your goat?
Well, honey, I mean...
Or just because of Kaepernick?
That would be pretty juvenile, but yes.
Okay.
And... And the Raiders, I am a Raider fan now. The Raiders won. Held them off.
You've been a Raider fan. Last year you were a Raider fan.
I kind of like the Raider fans. They are a blue-collar kind of team.
Anybody else out there that you think
I was totally surprised that New England got beat by Buffalo.
Yeah.
Though they're down to, I don't know which quarterback they're using now. They it could be their line coach.
Yeah, they did. They brought out somebody else completely different, I thought. But who was the smear yesterday when it came to 30-something nothing?
Oh, Pittsburgh killed City.
Meanwhile, out on the diamonds, news that the Giants have clinched a wild card.
I'm all for that.
Oh, I heard.
We are for the Giants. There you go.
The whole format with USA Today
San Francisco.
Has changed.
We've just got to take a break. I mean, we've got guests out there, too.
Oh, we do. Okay, good.
7:30 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Want some whiskey and you want to sugar in your tea?
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Redding Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Redding more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Redding Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at reupower.com for more information. REU and you. Powerful together.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:34 in the morning. And
currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. Not going to be too hot today. Actually, 61. That's our highs, folks. Lows tonight of 50. Slight chance of showers and mostly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 69. Tomorrow night calls for 47. We have some gals with us that are here this morning. So when we go into our events, we just know that Friday is going to be around 83 and mostly sunny and clear. And Friday night is going to be around 56. Saturday, 84 with 58. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's great to be a Shasta Gas customer and locally owned and operated. What do we have here?
This portion of the show brought to you.
Throw me off.
I'm sorry.
Throw me off my game with your little smears over there.
It's not smears. I was just rubbing
yeah.
your
Yeah,
arm.
Right. Good morning, everybody, on this Monday, October 3rd.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team, outstanding in instructors in the most complete concealed carry weapons training in California. He's teaching in 27 counties already, and he is stretching those out to another 14 or 15 beyond that. Every one of his instructors are a trained NRA pistol instructor. He has classes going, like I said, all over Northern California. He has an advanced class going on November 20th, as he does a carbine to pistol class. For more information, give a call at 530-999-1822 or check out readingccw.com.
Well, very excited to have with us this morning Barbara Harrison. We're talking about our upcoming fifth annual fashion show fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. Good morning, Barbara and Donna.
Good morning.
Donna Ariza. Is that right?
Ariza.
Ariza. And we know that you're here as well because you do so much as well to make dreams come true. And we'll be talking about the spaghetti fundraiser in just a moment. But let's talk about our Wings of Angels, Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels.
Correct.
Which, Donna, you started the Wings of Angels.
Yes, ma'am.
But, Barbara, just recently there was a posting of something from Make-A-Wish. Could you share with our audience... did you give a wish recently? Were you given an award? It was posted on Facebook.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, huh?
Maybe it's a flashback. You know how they do the Facebook postings from three or 4 years ago, and all of a sudden it comes up. But you've been instrumental in Make-A-Wish,
and
it's been your pet project for many, many years.
Can 33 you give, years.
33 years.
Going on 34.
So annually you always do some large event. And we know that since you've been bringing this, I started with you when Kevin.
No, you go back further to the Cascade Theater when we did a fundraiser.
With Lynn Moss years ago. I wasn't even living here. That was 2003.
Exactly.
And I remember... how fabulous. How I got to know you.
Yeah.
What do we got going this year?
We have a fashion show going this year. And we have some wonderful models, Linda included. She comes out first, actually. She is the big first star of the show.
No pressure there. Thank you for just dropping
just
that
remember,
on me.
Just remember, don't fall down the stairs.
It'll be great. I'm sure you'll have rails.
Yeah, well, we also have a gentleman will help you down the
stairs. You're gorgeous men and dressed in something.
No, they'll be dressed, but I don't know in what.
Yeah.
Haven't got that far yet. No, we have a fashion show. We have Dutch Raffle, which we have some awesome prizes in there. One being Ted Lighty donated his little deal that he does for teaching you how to shoot a gun.
Amazing.
Isn't he amazing? He always comes to my rescue. Anyway.
Ted comes through with a lot of things.
Yes, he does. He's wonderful. We have some terrific live auction prizes that you can bid on. We have a houseboat, a queen houseboat from Silverthorn for four nights. We have a wonderful barbecue that Dan and Donna are going to do, and it's amazing what they do. Just all kinds of wonderful stuff, some jewelry and all sorts of things.
Tell people what Make-A-Wish does. I mean, there could be people out there who goes, it's just another fundraiser, but it's not. Really.
That's true. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. Make-A-Wish, we'll find out about children that are, not doing well as other children do is the best way to put it. Some people say terminally ill, but I refuse to use that word because it's not always the case.
But they are children with diseases or with cancers or something.
Exactly. Something that's weighing their life down and they need a boost. They need something to pull them through. So they get recommended to Make-A-Wish, not by any of us witch granters. We can't do that, but by family, teachers, nurses, whatever. And they go through the process of being approved by their doctor, being approved by the board for a wish. And they can wish for anything except a motorized vehicle. Those are the only really restrictions. And it goes through the procedure. And within a certain amount of time, we grant the wish. And that is the most exciting time in the world.
It is absolutely amazing, some of the wishes.
Well, we went through it with Donna's daughter, who didn't make it, but she had a wonderful wish, and we had a wonderful time with her, so that was a lot of fun, too. You have the memories. Some are not always always good, but you do have the memories, and that's important.
And Donna, you know, I'm going to beg to differ on that, Barbara. They're all really good memories.
Yeah. Well, they are.
And, you know, it's like we go back and we still look at our wish being 15 years ago.
Yep.
Our ending wasn't, you know, favorable, but the wish was the most memorable thing that we had.
Wow.
And I mean,
it was a family trip.
It meant so much for the family. Yeah. And you will always have that.
Yep.
Exactly. And to be honest, that's what drew Dan and I to then become wish granters for Make-A-Wish. And so for 15 years since losing our daughter, we've been able to go out and grant wishes to other children. And for us, it's kind of a really neat thing because some of the kids we get to grant a wish to might be one of our Wings of Angels kids.
Yep.
So not only do we get to financially help the kids through our foundation, but then we get to give the joy of a wish to the entire family. And the most recent one that we just did was a couple of months ago to a young girl up in Weaverville who wanted nothing more than to go ride horses and learn from William Shatner.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine a 12-year-old girl who wants to go meet William Shatner and ride horses?
He's a real horse guy.
He's got a big ranch. And he raises, I forget what kind of horses he raises.
Yeah, I don't remember what time.
I think he does Arabian horses. That's what I've heard.
And then Mr. Shatner
is a horse woman.
Yes, and she, about a month and a half ago, she and her family went down to the Southern California Ventura area. They spent the day with William Shatner, and they had paparazzi, and you know, they're still waiting for authorization to release some of the pictures because they haven't been able to do that. And it's like they're just so excited to share it. So this fashion show, Barbara puts her heart and soul into it. And I'm kind of lucky. I get to sit on the backside and watch it. She does all the work on it.
And she does do a lot of work.
Yes. And our Wings kids don't benefit from it. But our kids that we get to go send to meet William Shatner benefit from the work.
That is fantastic.
It's not just William Shatner, though. There's been things as simple as a hunting trip to, I mean, of course, Disneyland is always in it, and cruises.
Some want to go visit their family in the Midwest. Some want to go to Italy and see family members. I mean, whatever we can do, we try and do.
And the, you know, the people that come up from behind us, because it is. And but sometimes it does have a great ending, too, is that there'll be a remission or there'll be
You know what the best part is to go and give them the wish, no matter what it is. It can be a computer or it can be a computer table. Mm-hmm. And I took Donna out on her first wish granting and giving to this child. I mean, he was in high school, and we had to put a she had to put a computer table together. I didn't know the first thing about it, and I'm going, yeah, go for it, Donna, and she did. And we finally, when she got through the jitters of having to do this and be part of this guy's wish, we were laughing, having the best time with these kids. He invited all of his friends over. I mean, it was a party.
Wow.
That was her first wish.
The hardest part on putting that desk together was his room was black, and it was really hard to see.
So you all grant more than one wish then?
Oh, yeah.
How many wishes do you grant?
Have I granted?
Well, I mean, is it just one a year?
Oh, no. It's however they come about. It could be how many people, you know, that...
How many did we grant last year? We had a number on it here in the North State.
I think we were up to like into the 35, 38.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
See, I didn't realize how many. I knew
there
was.
Oh,
I knew
wow.
That
and this is all the surrounding areas. This isn't just Redding, but this will take us up into Bruni and all over.
California.
Okay, now this Wind River Resort and Casino.
Oh, God love them.
Shout out to the fact that they have been, it takes a team to put this together. Okay, Barbara spearheads it. But let's talk about the fact that you need to find a place and how much is it going to cost. I mean, they've been really good.
Gary Hayward is my very best friend.
I asked Carl this morning. It was the last time we talked to Gary. Of course, Powwow was.
Well, you know, we got to know each other when we were on the board for Chamber of Commerce for 6 years. And you get to know somebody really, really well. And we remained friends.
He's a good man.
Yes, he is a good man. And when I put this thing together years ago, he just carte blanche, whatever you want. And that's the way it's been.
Maria Rosco is in this. You've got so many people that help out there. And, you know, we had
wonderful
the chairman on of the Rancheria the other day. As much as you want to thank, as much as you try to thank them, I don't think people yet realize how much they do.
How much Wind
River
does.
Community.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And this is perfect here with
Mako.
And Real Living Real Estate. Let's talk about the people who sponsor these shows.
That's right. They've been a big, big sponsor. So, we have other sponsors that have jumped in as well.
So this is October 8th. That's this Saturday, folks. I know there's individual tickets or couple tickets. It's a great night. Billy and Patrick are going to be emceeing.
Yes.
What else do we have going on besides a great fashion show?
Well, Donna's lined up three families, I believe, that are going to speak to us. And there's going to be anything lengthy, and it isn't going to be anything depressing, so to say. It's going to be stories of their journey.
Hope.
And yes, exactly. Thank you, Carl. That's a very good word. And that's basically, you know, what they're going to do. And that they're going to be strategically put in between different modeling sessions, so it's not all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
The girls will come out, then they'll talk. Girls will come out, and they'll talk. So it'll break it up a little bit.
So
we also have a real exciting surprise that night that I cannot even tell you about.
Okay.
It. So if you want to find out about it, you got to go.
Okay, that's this October 8th. You can get tickets.
Real Living.
Real Living.
Right.
Real Estate.
Yep.
Or you can call 224-6700.
Correct.
224-6700.
And ask for Michelle.
Ask for Michelle. That's the Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels that's happening. You can help, your money will go towards helping a kid grant a wish. And that's this Saturday, October 8th. Quickly, let's move on over to the Sons of Italy Spaghetti Fundraiser, the 15th annual. Donna, you're putting this on October 22nd. We have a few minutes or a few seconds to
sure.
talk about this.
It's our 15th annual Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser down at Sons of Italy. Each year we always pick a family that will benefit, and this year we have a little boy, he's 11 months old, that was diagnosed with leukemia, and then also a young girl from Cottonwood that has been battling Ewing sarcoma, and she has undergone some real, real serious surgeries. But we have, kind of like Barbara, we have the Dutch raffle that we have down there. We have two large door prizes, which a 55-inch TV and a 308 Mossberg, I believe it is.
And I always buy all these tickets, and I never get to win the TV.
Okay, so the raffle tickets are $5 each or 5 for 20.
Yep, and then we'll have a live auction down there. We're also having a dessert auction. A portion of the money goes to those two families, and the rest go to the 28 families that we're sponsoring every month. So last month, I put out almost $10,000 in helping local families. So that pasta feed right there really makes a difference for our community and helps us to do a lot more.
We'll be talking more about
this. Yeah, so thank you so much, Carl.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, hey, look, so this Saturday, we've got, of course, the Make-A-Wish, the 5th annual fashion show and fundraiser for Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angel. It's going to be at the Wind River Casino and
Good
Resort. It's a consort when you put them together. And you can give Michelle a phone call at 224-6700 or Make-A-Wish staffing. And Make-A-Wish Child, Eureka?
Erica, that's a picture.
Modeling. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. There they are.
Hi, and we are going to be, again, it's going to be fun to be modeling, and Lynn Moss is going to be modeling. Who are some of the models? We have like a second.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. We have Michelle Dell. We have, I'm going down the line, Sarah Dickerson, Babette Riggs.
And really quickly, the most bubbly model ever is this gal right here.
Oh.
When you come down, girl, you strut it. You know how to do it. And you just make me smile.
Oh, thank you.
You do. I just love it.
She just bounces.
You know, if you're going to go in and do it, you got to give it all you got.
You
which
bet.
Is, and I'm with the best right here in this room. So we have to get going. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you,
and
guys.
Thanks for having us.
Can't wait till this Saturday and get us Make-A-Wish. You do want to buy tickets and come and see us Saturday night. All right. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Thank you, love.
Come on, baby. Let's do that twist. Come on, baby.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the park test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Reading Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Reading more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Reading Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at reupower.com for more information. REU and you, powerful together.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl and Linda Butt. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From a little bitty chip to cracks over 2 feet in length, Jeff Worst can fix them. He guarantees his work. There's nobody better than Jeff. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market and talk to Jeff. It's a veteran-owned business. He does outstanding work. Like I said, he guarantees it for life. These are things that are going on. The Seroptimus International Reading's 19th Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon will be this Friday, October the 7th. It's going to be at the Reading Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m. You can give Cheryl a phone call at 510-9988 if you'd like to go to that. Free admission to the 63rd Annual Shasta Gym and Mineral Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Saturday, October 8th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Strike out domestic violence bowl-a-thon with the Shasta County District Attorney Office. In striking out domestic violence, get a team of four together and raise money for domestic violence prevention. Get your team together. Raise $400 to give to this. All the proceeds will go to one safe place. Of course, on the 13th of October, you've got Tobacco and Brew. We'll be debuting all the new La Cria and La Marias, Crowned Heads Roadshow of Cigars. We'll talk more about that as we get closer. The Nick Dahl 2016 golf tournament will be on October the 15th. It's going to be at the Churn Creek Golf Course. Shotgun start at 1 p.m. This is to raise money for those homeless veterans, and we'll go to the Veterans Resource Center. And it's based on what happened to Nick Dahl. Was a veteran who died died a couple years ago, and you can just kind of go back and find out what happened. He was homeless, and his story needs to be a documentary to tell people what can happen when in the armed forces and what happens after the armed forces when somebody falls in that one little niche that needs help but can't get it. Anyway, give Pam a call at 227-7808. Okay. Record Searchlight, if I may. If you remember a couple months ago around June, Record Searchlight totally eviscerated Sheriff John Lopie of Siskiyou County over allegations that his men in came up and this is under alleged, came up and the Hmongs that are up in Siskiyou County intimidated them, put up checkpoints, traffic checkpoints, wouldn't let them vote, threatened them, you know, with guns and everything. And the Record Searchlight listened to the ACLU and the lawyers for these people, and they're all, by the way, a vast majority of them are growing industrial strength pot up there. And Siskiyou County's in the battle for its life about how they're going, how they're trying to do this when they've got armed cartels driving around. And this, as Sheriff John Lopie says, wait a minute, Secretary of State asked us to do this. Well, Secretary of State said, uh-oh, you know, I don't remember that. You know, no mas, I don't remember that. Well, then the paper writes an editorial further attacking Sheriff John Lopie. And Lopie says, this is absolutely unfair. Came on our show and said, this was absolutely unfair. Nothing like this happened. Nobody's ever accused him of trying to coerce people and keep them away from voting. He says, nobody's ever said that for me, that I'm trying to keep people from voting. And here's a man who has spent his whole life in defense of our country via the Army and the Marine Corps and has been a police officer and now a sheriff who gives back his wages, the vast majority of his wages, back to the county, and yet this attack went on. So some of us called, some of us said there's more to it than that, and now the Record Searchlight has gone back, and now they're really going after the true culprits here, the Secretary of State and his investigators, Padilla and his investigators. His investigators came up to see if the voter registration was wrong. And how they were doing it, people shot, you know, all these people signing up to vote in an election, yet there were no houses, there were no addresses, they were just showing up. And most of them were in the Hmong community. Well, the Secretary of State came up, asked for the sheriff to come out and, one, be his guide, but also protect his officers who are unarmed because they were going out in the middle of the hinterlands where there's lots of marijuana plantations. So the officers did as they always did. You know, they'll put on protective gear, and they carry a long gun in some cases. Some cases they don't. This was the coercion, even though it wasn't the sheriff asking questions. It was the Secretary of State. And finally, the Record Searchlight starts to open the light. Their first report was so bad. Just bad. And I said, why didn't you talk to Lopie? Well, we did. Well, what'd he say? He wouldn't have gone along with this. Well, you know, he wouldn't say. And as Lopie said, they had asked us not to say anything, but he sure said it on our show a day later. You know, they can ask me not to say anything, but I'm not going to have my department attacked. So now the Record Searchlight is going after it and is starting to show. And by the way, those traffic checkpoints, with the armed officers, oh, not so fast. They can't find any proof of that. And as Lopie had said back then, I didn't do that. Nobody did that. But, of course, they didn't take the sheriff's word for it. They took the word of ACLU lawyers who were defending the Hmongs and the marijuana trade up there. Oh, yeah. So now the Record Searchlight gets it on track. And how many months later? This is what, September, beginning of October? It was October 2nd when they wrote the article. It started back in June. July, August. Everybody knew it was a bad story. Now, I'm waiting to see if the Record Searchlight will actually write an editorial and a retraction clearing John Lopie. Because I tell you what they wrote on him was not, it was neither right nor fair, and it was almost slanderous, in fact. So let's see if the record searchlight, who are now setting the matter right by going back and doing the investigative reporting, which they should have done at the beginning 3 months ago. Let's see if they're going to write an editorial. If they've got the decency to write an editorial saying, hey, you know what? John Lopie did nothing wrong. Of course, that's just my opinion.
Okay, before we end here, I guess that's it. We're going to come back with Enjoy.
The magazine.
Enjoy the magazine, what's happening in the North State. They are always right on with the best publication going on. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court deals a major blow to the Obama administration on a major immigration case. We get more on that from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Bob, the nation's highest court denied the administration's appeal to break its recent tie over the president's effort to protect millions of immigrants from deportation and provide them with work permits. In June, the court had voted 4-4 in the case, and that tie effectively killed the plan to shield millions of immigrants who are in this country illegally. The court has had only 8 justices since Justice Antonin Scalia died in February, and the Senate majority has refused to hold hearings on nominee Merrick Garland. So the issue of immigration may not be over. It could come up in a later term once Garland or a different nominee is confirmed, and the court has its full complement once again of 9 justices. Bob?
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon live from Capitol Hill. Donald Trump on the campaign trail at this hour in the Washington, D.C. suburb of Herndon, Virginia.
It's a privilege to be here this morning with you.
Trump speaking to a national security and military forum.
Hillary Clinton's only experience in cybersecurity involves her criminal scheme to violate federal law, engineering a massive cover-up and putting the entire nation in harm's way.
Trump says he would bolster cybersecurity. Correspondent Carl Ritter reporting the Nobel Prize in Medicine goes to a Japanese scientist for discoveries about cell degradation.
It's a machinery with which the cells recycle their content, and this is a very important process for human cells. Disruptions in it has been linked to various diseases, including Parkinson's, diabetes, and even cancer.
The Japanese scientist Yoshinori Oshumi was honored for what the committee called his brave experiments from the 1990s. On Wall Street, it's been slow going for the major indexes. Right now, the Dow is down 65, the NASDAQ off about 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hurricane Matthew is continuing on its path toward Haiti, where forecasters say as much as 40 inches of rain could fall in some places. The powerful Category 4 hurricane is moving along slowly, and that could mean it will linger in some areas for quite some time. National Hurricane Center Specialist John Cangialosi says Matthew's winds and storm surge could provide most of the danger.
Matthew's a slow mover, so it could produce 15 to 25 inches of rain, and believe it or not, with even isolated amounts close to 40 inches, across southern Haiti and even portions of the Dominican Republic.
And he also says that the storm could possibly reach the U.S. mainland later in the week, depending on the course it eventually takes. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says he will not give up on making peace with the leftist rebels. On Sunday, voters, by a thin margin, rejected a referendum that would have brought to end a civil war that's been dragging on for more than 50 years with the FARC rebels. Breaking news at townhall.com. Pro Protesters gathered for a second night in Los Angeles last night over the deadly police shooting of an 18-year-old black man. Los Angeles police spokesman Dennis Cato telling KNBC-TV officers at one point felt they needed to get out into the street to keep things safe.
Kind of started getting out of control when the vehicle started doing their donuts in the intersection. We thought there was a safety to the community.
Demonstrators blocked that particular intersection last night. It's near the home of the man who was shot, Carnell Snell, Jr. Officials say Southern California residents should remain on heightened alert until tomorrow for the increased possibility of a major earthquake. U.S. Geological Geophysicist Don Blakeman.
If we have a section that hasn't moved in a long time, we tend to think it's overdue, because if it hasn't moved in a long time, it's building up stress because the crustal plates of the earth continue to move.
Blakeman says when it comes to earthquake prediction, scientists are looking at possibilities, not certainties. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of October. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs are going to be 61 today with our lows of 50 at this 8 o'clock hour. Again, our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane each and every time you read the weather. Again, high of 61 with our lows of 50, scattered showers today. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And let's go to the phones right now with Susan Eastman, who is our favorite Wells Fargo advisor. What's happening on the market, Susan?
Good morning. Well, stocks are starting out lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 71 points, 18,237. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 2,163, and the NASDAQ Composite down 11 points at 5,300. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 5 cents at 1568 per share, Procter & Gamble down $1.20, trading at $88.54, and Cabela's up $8.02 at $67.95. For local stocks of interest, AT&T up 15 cents, trading at $40.77, PG&E down 78 cents at $60.39, and Rite Aid off 3 pennies at $7.66. Treasuries are a little changed this morning, with the 10-year Treasury note price yield 1.60%. And for commodities, gold is down a dime at $1,316, silver down 3 cents at $19.20, crude oil trading up 2 pennies at $49 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. She is the First Vice President of Investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors, 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call, 243-7561. Susan knows her stuff. And this is the advisors. This hasn't got anything to do with the other side of the Wells Fargo bank and all this. Let's go to the phones and Sally.
Yep.
Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Carl. I am calling after our return from a 10-day excursion on an American Heritage tour back east. We visited about 6 different states, saw a lot of our historical sites. It was absolutely fabulous.
That sounds great. You're going to get a little more time. You need to talk to us a little bit about that American Heritage, you know, tour. That sounds great.
Yes, but I wanted to call in and let your listeners know that tonight we are going to be showing the documentary movie, Vaxxed. who was here about a month and a half ago. But we are doing a free showing, and we also have a special guest who's going to be there, who is featured in the film, and he's going to be there to answer anybody's questions.
Okay.
So I just encourage all your listeners to come on out. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's at the Eagle's Nest Church on 3276 Pacelli Lane.
There you go. And who, can you tell us who the your guest is?
He has requested to remain anonymous.
Okay. All right.
But he is featured in the film.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, that's tonight at 6 p.m. at the Eagle's Nest Church and Pacelli in the little shopping center there.
Yes, in the Town and Country Shopping Center.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you so much.
You bet. You know, the Vax movie, there's a lot of things to this thing on the vaccinations. I mean, should we stop vaccinations? Absolutely not. But there are things that when you see us, one of the CDC spokesmen said, we're still testing. And when you see that, we're still testing. And, you know, I just keep thinking of, yeah, there may be a small percentage of people that it affects weirdly, but that's a small percentage. That becomes, I mean, it becomes kids that are, you know, when they're 12 months or 13 months old or two. Mm. You know, is it, you know, I hate to think of experimenting on those kids. I mean, I'm well past that. I've been vaccinated. God knows what I've been vaccinated
don't
for.
Don't get me started. That's my soapbox.
Okay.
Oh, really? Okay, well, now here
we go. No, I have a son with autism.
Yes. I mean, but this is, you're right. This isn't the point to do it, but maybe
someday
it is.
I was just saying that because I have a personal opinion, and there are a lot of people, you know, to me that blindly just, you know, take what somebody tells them as fact without, you know, any experience. If you have a child with autism, your life is different than somebody and most people that have no experience in it.
Yes.
I firsthand had my son and watched him within 24 hours of his first set of immunizations go from a typical child that was babbling and starting to talk and respond to his name, and he was a twin, or he is a twin.
He's a twin.
And was developing equally with his twin, and within 24 hours of their immunizations, he completely stopped talking, would not respond to his name, and just went into a catatonic state almost.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, is it coincidence? Does that, you know, if you're in the autism community, you get a lot of parents that have similar experiences. So, you know, I am not one and a proponent to say that we should stop immunizations, even though I've had this experience. But what I will tell you is I feel like that there are people within our society that are genetically, obviously, probably disposed to something.
I think it is.
Right.
And I think the problem is that, you know, our immunizations now are given at such incredible doses.
Wow.
And they're stacked.
And so many. So
and so
young.
Many. I mean, you've got like 50 of them by the time you're a certain age. Because I've heard that like the MMR, is that if you separate them out and just wait, that
well,
there's a
bit,
much better chance.
And my daughter has opted to wait.
Right.
I mean, she's had them immunized. What's the word?
Well, immunized from the time that. Yeah. Well, I mean, your grandbaby's less than a year.
Yeah, and but she doesn't. She hasn't gone back for the second round. She's waiting. She's just going
to
do.
It's
it. Going
to be such a turmoil for a parent to make these decisions.
You and I, in our day and age, there were so many immunizations that they gave us, but it was nowhere near what they have now.
Oh no, no.
And they were stacked differently.
Yes.
And so,
we had the 3-in-1. You know how there's the age of – mine happened to go back up on my shoulder, but you see
those,
it's like a smallpox. And we got them at school, and there were three
pox.
Little needles, and they went click in your arm.
Yeah.
And then everybody got a great big
scar.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was 3-in-1, and I don't know if I'd be interesting about the studies back then, but what if that's a whole show, James.
It is because
my belief is just very simply is that we need to immunize, but we need to think about it, and we need to do research on if there's any kind of pre-testing that we can see, you know. For me, it's just a matter of giving them over a longer period of time.
Why not?
And
why not let it last 3 or 4 or 5?
Or do a study, a study on that.
Yeah.
You know, take a segment of parents that are willing to do that, and, you know, they're going to immunize, but they're going to do it over a long period of time and see what kind of results we get through that.
I'm wondering if when your child is born and you get the blood, if there's, like, you have twins, and we all have, like, a DNA, we're predispositioned for something that we know, how you've come out and what you have in your blood, mm-hmm. and yes, you are developing, but when you're born with certain, like, you yeah. know, blue or brown eyes or yeah. whatever that is, you could be, have a disposition, is that mm-hmm. the correct word I'm going to say?
Yeah.
To this particular disease or this particular yeah. Could if you don't watch it, if you don't do yeah. the right things. That way, you're not just blindly walking in where one medicine is good for every person, which is ridiculous.
And we know that already.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, even when you take medication, I mean, in cancer patients or people that have certain issues, they can do blood work test on you now and find out if your body metabolizes that type of medication. Because there are, you know, let's say it's a anxiety medication or
antidepressant.
Yeah, any of those things.
Yes.
Some people, you give medication to you, it doesn't affect you the
right.
same way it does me. Why?
Right.
Because we're genetically slightly
right.
different. We metabolize things different. So, I mean, it that exists. So why
right.
wouldn't anything,
food allergies,
immunizations be the same way? You either tolerate them or you don't. But if you don't, maybe by giving them over a slower period of time, the body won't react so severely or, yeah. you know, or whatever. But that's just, you know.
We're going to have a whole show on this
yeah.
because, you know, I've come now to your side, easily came to your side on this when I started reading some other things. Is that vaccinations? Yeah. But how are we doing it? No. So anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with James
Enjoy
Posada
and it's 10 year anniversary. We're
That's
so excited.
Right.
We'll be right back and talk about what's happening in the Enjoy store and the Enjoy magazine with Rhonda Ball and James Posada. Y'all.
Kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play the App Store.
And they're very
Orchard Nutrition
and
Center,
very
Cypress Square Shopping
because,
Center, Reading.
You know, the schools and the laws saying you can't come to school unless
Tri Counties Bank
that.
Presents World Class.
University.
While volunteering overseas, the Hollies needed
the
cash quick to help
door,
their daughter's family close the deal on a great home buying opportunity that was about to go south. The Hollies reached across the globe to Tri Counties Bank senior banker Kylie McDonald for her world-class expertise. Kylie mapped out options and called the Hollies with a plan to get cash from a new home equity line of credit on their own house to help their daughter with her new house.
But it's also
Kylie's team jetted through the approval process, leaving no detail behind, and the Hollies have the funds just in time to close the new home deal for their daughter's family. Now, that service without borders, home equity lines of credit, home mortgage loans, world-class response. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-County's Bank. Tri-County's Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
They're not guilted into it, but a lot of them feel guilty and they climb into that truck.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Reading Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th. Join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Reading more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Electric Utility.
You know?
Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at RUPower.com for more information. REU and you, powerful together.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, yes, the microphone was on, and so whatever went on...
Thanks to our producer. We will bring this off to you.
8:19 in the
morning. I wonder what I said. Is there anybody out there that means I will be... Am I going to be sued out there? I hope not.
I hope there were no cuss words there.
This portion of the show brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino and the Elements Lounge. Linda's going to be there this Thursday.
Thank you for the segue. Oh, my God.
Linda will be there Thursday. You think it's entertaining listening to me on... the mic during the show. It's going to be even more entertaining to listen.
Yes, it will. 2 hours of wonderful music. We have Cleveland Bonet bass on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, Bobby Verimonis on drums, and my special guest will be Paul Sen on trumpet. Rehearsing tonight with the band is going to be fantastic. Again, it's Romance on the River. This is your chance to come out and have steak and lobster and, you know, really, and you know what? They do a great job. And it's really like $24 or something like that to get steak and lobster.
$22.
It's great music. You know, you don't come out just for the food. You come out for the experience. So that's Thursday night from 7 to 9.
Give them a call at 243-3377. Get your table or so you can sit at ours. Hey, we're here with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Coming Empire.
Rhonda Ball.
And James Posada.
Congratulations, you are now married. Sadie, married lady.
Yes.
We're not married. She's married.
Got to start there. You just got married over the weekend.
I was going to say people.
The 24th.
24th.
Congratulations.
Rhonda Alvey now.
Okay.
Okay, so we introduce you from now on as Rhonda Alvey?
Yep, it's just weird.
Are you going to do any are you going to do any hyphening for me? Because the ball is hard to drop.
Okay, now, ball hard to thump. Hey, you know what's going to be the weirdest thing, and I'm sure you've experienced it already, is when you have to start writing, change your signature.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Okay,
but, yeah.
Changing your signature, I still have a hard time.
Even answering the phone, because
your social security and your driver's license, all that stuff, when you really do a name change.
Yeah.
So
it's Rhonda Ball Alvey.
Yes, and, you know, I've been asked to hyphenate it for a while, so by a few people, so I will do that.
From now on, you will be Rhonda Alvey for me. I'm going to change it in my phone, change it anywhere. Speaking of Rhonda Alvey, let's talk about the happy 10th birthday of Enjoy.
Do you believe it? It's 10 years old. I cannot believe it. When we started this magazine, James's twins were 4 years old, and now they're in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Isn't that weird? That's what a 10-year span could be, you know, somebody who's in 7th grade or 6th grade and now in college.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We have known each other. Linda and I have known each other for 10 years.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So we're right there with you guys. We've been there since the beginning, since you launched the store. When you were at Enjoy Clear Up when you were on Lake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember you coming to see.
Oh, my gosh. And you had all those. I just remember it was like, you know, the big Apple computers. And I was like, these are my people. I loved it. It was just, yeah. So anyway, congratulations. The staying power. The two of you have been friends for years, but here you've created this wonderful empire. You know, the magazine, the store, three magazines now, three stores.
Yep.
Three stores,
and
two
growing.
Magazines.
Yep. All right, so you shoot. Tell us what it means for you, James.
You know, it's obviously a huge accomplishment. It's like, you know, for me, life is one of those things where it's like, you know, you envision something and then it happens and then it's just part of what you're doing. So it doesn't seem as big of a deal. But when we sat down and talked about this and said, okay, this is 10 years, and then thought back 10 years ago what our community was like, you know, we, without, you know, patting ourselves on the back, but, you know, we started something that I think really, is really now embedded in our community by a lot of all the newcomers, and that is to make this place great and a wonderful community. Not that it's never not been that, but 10 years ago, you know, there was a lot of naysayers about our area, and that, you know, a lot of people and the residents complained a lot about living here and that there was nothing to do. And I feel really strongly that, you know, we put a kind of stake in the ground and did something that was fun for us, but great for our environment, great for our community, and has given really a lot of people permission to jump out and say, hey, we live in a great place, and I'm going to do something that's going to make it greater. And, you know, we hear a lot of things about Reading now, and Ron and I look at each other, and you'll see it in the news, or you'll know somebody will say it, and it's like, hey, we've been doing that for 10 years. You know, we've been talking about how great it is. We've been sharing and letting people know how wonderful and how great the people are and the environment and things to do. And so, we're just proud to be a part of that culture that's really, you know, blossomed here in our community about, you know, sharing with the world how great Northern California really is.
Which is something that more and more people are starting to do
now. Oh, yeah.
We take our hits from, you know, a variety of these little
national surveys
yep. that don't do it by talking to people. No. They do it by basing it off of something from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we get into more of the positive things. Yeah. And you've got all this stuff going on now.
That's exactly what I liken it to, exactly right what you just said. It's like, yeah, you can take the statistics and say one thing, and they may be true or they may be accurate, but what they're not looking at is the other side of the coin. All they're looking at is those numbers to share because it, you know, for whatever reason, human nature is quite attracted to the accident or the train wreck.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah. And so...
Unfortunately.
It's so sad.
And so we are just here to say, you know, okay, that's a part of life. But, you know, where there is darkness, we will be light. Where there is, you know, chaos, we try to create peace and, you know,
serenity.
Tranquility and, yeah.
And stability. And the other thing, too, is... When you show light on darkness, a lot of times you say, "Oh, you know what? That's not that bad, or that's not what we thought."
Mm-hmm.
You know, just an example in your magazine right now is something that brings back memories, and it's on page 75.
Loving Spoonfuls.
A Spoonful of Magic, John Sebastian of the Loving Spoonful. Gosh. Does that bring back memories?
Yep. Yeah, he'll be in Red Bluff this month.
What does it mean for you, Carl, when you say bring back memories? I mean,
well, you know what? You know, the Loving Spoonful. I mean, first of all, the name, you felt really kind of like guilty pleasure for even saying it, you know, back then. And I guess they're back from in the 70s.
Yeah.
I guess, and,
that's not – I think they may be
60s. 60s, yeah.
60s, okay. In the 60s, they were an American group. You know, right? Who came up and became really famous and got a lot of fans right in the middle of this British invasion.
Mm.
With that, Do You Believe in Magic, Younger Girl, Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind, Daydream, Summer in the City.
Ooh.
Oh, I mean, we're talking about. Oh, yeah, they did all of these things, and they had the first 7 singles in the top 10, and their first 9 in the top 20 during this time frame. But John Sebastian was the guy that sang. He had long hair, and he'd get around his, you know, he'd play around his guitar and be hugging it and all this. And it was just, it was really mellow stuff. It was good. Yeah.
It was
a lot of people enjoyed it.
Yep.
But the reason I'm talking about it is that he's going to be in Red Bluff.
Yes, he is. On the 14th?
On the 14th of this month.
Gosh. Little Red Bluff.
Okay, so Rhonda, your turn, 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, your daughter's gotten married.
Yes.
You've got a grandbaby. You've gotten married. But 10 years since you and your team and James have launched Enjoy.
And like James
says,
what's
it meant for you?
It's been incredible. And being able to share what's great about this area has been just a lot of fun. We've met a lot of people that are amazing. We've written about a lot of great places to go and visit. But for 10 years... we've been working really hard and growing and learning and, you know, thinking back when we started this magazine and not having any experience at all with any kind of publication like this. It's amazing what we've learned, and we still learn every month. But like I said, you know, my youngest son was 14 when we started the magazine. He's 24 now. And, you know, it's just so weird. It's gone by really fast, actually. But I'm just really proud of what we do, and every month I'm really proud of what we do. So,
you wake up with joy in your belly.
Yes.
Yep. I just love that because you know that you're spreading good and joy. And these people that are in the magazine you highlight and the businesses, they work super hard too.
Yes.
It's hard to be a business owner, and I have never done anything like this because it goes beyond myself. I'll share. You know, because we're going to be celebrating. In fact, our ad in December will be that we're celebrating 9 years or 8 years. Excuse me, 8 years.
Starting our ninth year.
Okay, sure.
I think so.
Okay. Well, all right. We're going to be married 9 years, but 8 years as a where we've actually been on the air. It was December 14th. And I know as a business owner, my life has changed. And I know for people, you have to think about the electricity and the floods and. And if you'll go off the air, and yeah, it takes a team.
Yes.
You know, we've had a great team player with Bob Longy and with some of the people that have been around us since we've started.
All right.
And, you know, we've been a partnership with you as well. And you know, I just, you know, commend you guys because you just got to have that driving entrepreneurial spirit. That's what you encourage. And so congratulations on your 10th birthday. When we come back, let's talk about more about what's happening in this actual magazine and the 10th anniversary issue. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I swear they're our savior. When it was 115 out, they came to our house. Our air conditioning was broken. They came in and they fixed it for us. Martin and the team talk about another veteran-owned, locally-owned business. You definitely want to be able to stay with the guys who locally own 221-2642. That's Alliance Heating and Air. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460, and we'll be right back on this Monday morning with Enjoy. Enjoy.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, October 6th, in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and my special guest, Paul Sen, on trumpet. It's Romance on the River, 7 to 9 p.m., October 6th. Call for reservations today, 243-3377, and we'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is a Shasta Regional Medical Center Medical Minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Cross. If your knee is severely damaged by arthritis or injury, you may find it hard to perform simple activities like walking or climbing stairs. If non-surgical treatments like medication and walking supports are no longer helpful, surgery may be an option. Advanced technology like Navio Orthopedic Robotic Systems help perform partial knee replacement to achieve optimal results. The Orthopedic Robotic Surgery Program at Shasta Regional Medical Center is the first in the region, and we are excited to offer patients some of the most advanced technologies available in orthopedic care.
Shasta Regional Medical Center offers the Navio Robotic Assisted Surgical System for partial knee replacement. Robotic technology allows for accurate, precise, and consistent results so you can get back to the activities you love pain-free. For more information, visit ShastaRegional.com or call 888-969-7168. That's 888-969-7168.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Redding Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Redding more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Redding Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at reupower.com for more information. REU and you. Powerful together.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. It's October the 3rd. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Ralph Athens Avenue. Greatest place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And I want to talk on October 13th and 14th. At Armando's, there's going to be a CD release with Linda Bott and her band. It's going to be on two nights there, and there's only seats for 50, so you might want to get, in fact, you do want to get reservations.
That'll fill it fast.
There's a lot of people making reservations now.
Well, the CDs, I'm hoping that your store will carry a few.
Absolutely.
Because there's one Christmas song on there.
It doesn't matter.
But
you can do Christmas all year.
I know. Yeah, but I'm only doing a limited release CD live. I'm not selling them online. So
fun.
I'm just doing a limited release, and it's been a long time in the making, and I'm really, really excited. So anyway, yeah, make your reservations now for that. But let's talk about, okay, enjoy the magazine. If you're just tuning in, you're on en route. We have Rhonda Alvey, and I gotta
get, didn't even know that was her.
Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the magazine, Enjoy the Store, and this is their 10th anniversary. So let's go into The Adventure Concludes.
Yeah,
that has been
so this
part
was,
five.
Yeah, we've talked about this over every month when this comes out, and this is a great thing. It's kind of like a, I likened it to like a Thelma and Louise road trip with the girls when it first started out. But
not
at the end, though. It's the good parts, the fun parts.
Oh, okay.
We were hired by the Volcanic Legacy Scenic Byway several years ago to create a book for them that outlined this incredible outdoor adventure that we have in our backyard that so many people don't even realize that we haven't taken advantage of. And so we did a five-part series in the magazine sharing each section or segment of the byway. And so this is the conclusion or the last insertion of this. And this takes you up north to Crater Lake area. And I didn't know. I've never been, but I really would like to go because I was
so
sitting here,
how
beautiful it is. But reading this and finding out so many facts about Crater Lake, and didn't really even know any of it existed. But the mountain that used to be there before the caldera or whatever you call it there, it used to be 12,000 feet. And now the mountain is only 7,100 feet. It is its tallest point. And that changed from 12,000 to 7,000 feet in less than 24 hours after the eruption. But there was also, it was very interesting where it said that there was enough ash that was blown from the mountain to cover the entire state of Oregon in 8 inches of ash. That's
wow.
How much debris was blown from that.
Remember when San Helens
blew?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And it is... it is at its deepest point 1,943 feet deep, making it the deepest lake, I think it is,
yep,
in the United States, and the seventh deepest lake in the world.
And it's absolutely clear.
And they were saying it's totally fed by rain and snow. So the water is it is one of the bluest and clearest lakes on Earth.
Wow.
Because of how it's fed. So... you know, we have this incredible treasure literally in our backyard that runs kind of to the east of us from the south to the north. And, one of these books is a great gift. We sell tons of them in the store. But it kind of gives you a guidance and a way to, you know, go out and have an adventure. And you can do this over a long period of time, you know, just pick one thing at a time. My son and I did this once with one of his classes. And we went to Lassen, and we went on the backside, and there was a cinder cone that we climbed, and we got to see lava flows. And I mean, it's amazing. It's a very underutilized national park.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have been on Hawaii
Kilauea,
yeah. And where the live lava is going, and you walk across. You got to really be careful. You can't walk in areas because it's just the cinders that are, and it's very thin, but it looks like rock, but it's not. You know, of course, they got
melt
trails.
Your shoes right
but
off your
you
feet.
Can, I tell you what, but the thing they don't tell you is a lot of sulfur in the air. And if you've got a you've got a breathing problem and you suck that in, you can really get sick there, as I've seen people do. But to see the lava and all this, and then know and realize that that's what we had all around here.
Yeah, and it could happen again. The caves that are up there, the lava flows.
Yeah, they're getting ready to announce an earthquake watch down in Southern California.
I know, my daughter's there right now.
Yeah, because they've had hundreds of earthquakes down there, all the way from nothing up to a 4.7. Yeah. And down at the end of the San Andreas Fault.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't read any of that.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that this morning.
She shared it with me. She was at my house yesterday.
I think it's weird when we get them here, earthquakes. Every once in a while, we have them. And you're like, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is happening at the Enjoy the Store? You've got, I'm going on Facebook, and it says the birthday celebration.
So on Friday, we had a big, our six-year anniversary at the store. Obviously, it's 10 for the magazine. Everything seems to be in October for us. But we had our sixth birthday, and we were celebrating the 10th birthday in the store. So we had Blake come in and do ancient fire coffees, and he did some really great, cool
he's amazing.
Blends.
Yeah,
his coffee's great. We sell it in the store, his roasted beans. But he was there doing coffees for our guests. We also had
Tantardini's
who brought us eight boxes of
so much delicious.
Unbelievable, delicious yumminess.
I can see the pages right now.
Yeah, that we were handing out to our guests.
Oh,
we
had look, a big, you can gain a pound just looking at it.
Oh, my gosh.
And what's the picture from?
Well, the picture that you're looking at is an artist from Mount Shasta that we have. That's just the front of our Facebook. But on that day, we were debuting Tina McMullen, and she is a vendor that's been with us for a long time. But Tina has been doing a show for years with some other girls that actually we sell in the store. And they're wonderful, wonderful ladies that I just cherish and have an amazing relationship with. But Tina is not going to be doing shows anymore, so she's going to be exclusively sold at the Enjoy store.
Okay.
And so we were kind of debuting her stuff, and we created a really great area in the store for all of her products. It's kind of a pumpkin patch. She makes these beautiful pumpkins all during the fall season.
She makes
they're out of recycled materials.
Oh my goodness!
Old dresses.
Time
and
to come in and see get that whole spirit for the season of fall.
And she does a beautiful dolls and stuff, and so she's going to be with us all year long, just kind of moving in with it in seasons. A lot of people. I would like to make her kind of like the next Woof and Poof out of Chico.
Oh, that's cool.
Because that's she has that kind of talent, and so. That's kind of my hope for her, is to build her business and stuff. So come on in and check it out. It's beautiful. So it was just a really great day.
New products in the store. We have more to talk about with your 10-year anniversary as far as Enjoy the Magazine. While we're still in the store, we'll stay, visually go in there. Of course, it's on Placer and California Street. What is happening with fall? What's new and exciting?
So we've just started to transition. So if you come in, you'll see it's very much in the fall theme. You see all the colors, and we've got Mary Lake Thompson and all kinds of flower sack towels. And, we have things for Halloween that our vendors make, little figurines that are witches and goblins. And we have stuffed black cats and, just all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do a fantastic and amazing job. I try to tell people, a lot of people think when they think of handmade goods or those things, that either people cherish them or they just kind of turn away from them. But we have products that are made in our area that are bar none world class. And you could put them anywhere in the world to compete. And I just want people to know that. And I want them to come in and see what, we have to offer. Not just the store, but our vendors. And, I always say you're a reflection of the gifts that you give. People always kind of say one thing or another. But I'm like, it goes both ways. If you're going to buy a gift, take the time to think about who you're buying for and buy from the heart. And, it kind of is a reflection of you, too.
So soaps. Lots of jewelry and lotions and lip balms and
pottery and
woodworking and food and
clothing.
Yep, all kinds of things.
I love it when you get your alpaca socks. I'm sorry. That'll be like, those are big.
As of Saturday, I know we have one pair in the store right now.
Because Friday, a bunch of people came in and bought, right?
Yep.
How about monkey butt soap?
I don't think we have any monkey fart right now. But it can
is that what it's called?
Monkey fart, yeah. I know you like monkey butt, but that's where the That's where the fart comes from. So we're close enough.
That powder. That's right. It's the powder. It's the monkey butt powder. Okay. Hey, we got a couple minutes here in the magazine.
Yep.
I see you staring at this one page there, Rhonda.
Oh, well,
the
you
room
know
at the inn.
Yes, the inn at Shasta Lake. We have a story about them, and what I love about this is that when we our very first issue of Enjoy Magazine, we did a story on the O'Brien Mountain Inn.
I love that place.
Yep, which is now the inn at Shasta Lake.
Oh, really? Yes. So they changed it from O'Brien to
new owners. O'Brien
really?
Mountain Inn closed. I don't remember how many years ago.
Well, I think I went 10 years ago.
Yeah, I did.
13 years ago.
Same here.
It's the same with the treehouse?
Yes. It has a treehouse. The treehouse, I don't believe, is being rented out yet. They're still renovating.
Okay.
But the property fell in foreclosure probably a few years after we did the story. And so new owners from Wisconsin bought it. They weren't looking at all in Redding. They were looking to buy a bed and breakfast. And looked in Oregon, and they looked in Colorado, and one of their real estate friends that they had said, just go check this place out. And as soon as they saw it, they fell in love. It needed a lot of work, and they've done quite a bit of work to it. And they're
nice
just
people,
really
yeah.
So now
nice
it's
people.
Launched?
It's open,
ooh,
and it's
we have
beautiful.
To go see it.
Yeah.
That's that to me when you think of, God, where do you get somebody who has everything? A gift certificate for a night.
Yes. Yeah.
A night stay right outside of town. You don't have to really pack a bag.
Right, right.
You just kind of go and...
But, yeah, they're super nice owners, and
wow.
They said they've been busy, and
good.
They've kept the place full. And, you know, a lot of people come because they fish or, you know, they
right.
want to be part of our outdoor activities that we have, recreation that we have here. So... it's been great for them, and I think they've just been open maybe not quite a year. I'm not quite sure, but really neat people, and the place is looking really great. So
yeah, we cool. went there to take our picture.
Yeah, we took our group picture
group
there.
Picture there, yeah.
The inn at Shasta Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by father and son, Ed and Kyle DeFore. Of course, Kyle is our sports guy who does our football, high school football, and the Colt 45s, plus has a great show on Tuesday nights. The guy's in a walking encyclopedia about sports, and is the most knowledgeable guy you're going to talk to. But Mighty Fine Foods is the greatest place you want to go to. It's the largest, world's largest convenience store, the smallest supermarket, over 1,000 different drinks, including over about 300 different beers, which means you could have a different one for almost every day of the week from a different country. All of that, plus a full deli and butcher shop. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. They are still barbecuing on Fridays. That's Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. We'll be right back with Rhonda
Alvey.
Alvey.
I know.
Rhonda Hall
it's
Alvey
so weird.
And James Masada from Enjoy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. For he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205.
or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is David Jackson with Reading Electric Utility. 2016 marks REU's 95th year serving our community's power needs. October 2nd through the 8th, join us in celebrating the benefits of community-owned public power during National Public Power Week. Did you know REU saves Reading more than $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate your Reading Electric Utility. Celebrate community-owned public power. Like us on Facebook and visit us at reupower.com for more information. REU and you, powerful together.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, October the 3rd. Good morning, everybody. It's about 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 46 degrees, going up to 61 today, with a little chance of rain. It's going to be like this for a couple days. It's going to start warming up, and by this weekend, we'll be back up into the, I believe it's into the low 80s for this. So we're going up like 35 degrees in the space.
So just
of
this is
degrees.
A time for you to really make sure you stay hydrated. Drink a lot of water. Make sure you keep your supplements. You eat right. And the reason I'm saying that is because, you know, your body, it's hard. You know, look at Bob is like experiencing extreme allergies. We've got the highs and the lows and the weather's changing. And so we just want you to stay well. And you just need to focus on really on keeping good health during these times.
This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Jerry, invite Jerry over to your house. He's going to show you how you can put window coverings on at your budget with just exquisite types of window coverings. He's got them all, brings the samples, does a great job there. 226-9027 for Budget Blinds, or check out their website, budgetblinds.com.
Hey, do you mind talking about in your magazine? And by the way, again, let's bleed in with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey here. I said it now. After you say it, after you trip on it a few times. Because Rhonda's recently married just last weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
On the 24th, a week in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Well, yeah, last week.
Well, happy marriage.
Thank you.
Sadie, married lady. The salmon saga. I have never really I've been to this hatchery once.
Coleman. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Years and years and years ago. But Carl, I want you to make a promise to each other that we're going to do that this
it's
year because
amazing.
Tis the season. Let's talk a little bit about this.
Can I bring my fly rod?
Yeah. It is really hard not to sit there and, like, I just want to put some wading boots on and go in and pick one out.
It's
like,
take a shirt and let him jump in your shirt.
Pretty much walk across battlefield.
I was going to say you could whinny like a horse and it'd probably run right out.
It's fascinating, though, because they do tag. They tag them when they're little.
Uh-huh, a lot of them.
And you can go in and see how they tag them and then see their journey is.
They cut off the Oedipal. What is it? The
fin.
The fin. They clip the fin to show that it's a fishery salmon. Mm-hmm. So when you look at it, if you're catching it, you can keep it as opposed to a native
wild.
That you can't.
Yeah.
Well,
that's interesting.
What is the article?
I kind of knew that.
Yeah.
So this is just a celebration of the salmon festival that's coming up, and that's going to be at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on October 15th at the hatchery on Battle Creek, which is about 20 miles south of Reading. This year is the 25th anniversary for this event, which is amazing. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hatcheries were established in 1942. Part of it was due to the fact that obviously we built the dam and a lot of their natural habitat was obviously blocked. And so they had to start this process of, helping them along and creating new breeding processes to keep the numbers up. What else? Let's see. Coleman does about 13 or 14 million fish each year. About 600,000 of those are steelhead that are kind of in that area there. And what was very interesting when you think about 14 million fish and they're aiming for a 1% return.
If they can get 25,000, it's a good year, and they think this year it's going to be less than 20. But
then they think that's because of the drought.
Because of the drought. But yeah. I tell you something else I really believe it's a part of, too, is the stripers that are in the water, because when they turn them loose, you can see the stripers start feeding. Mm. And, I mean, I've had people out there, they're fishermen that have seen it. It says you can almost walk across the water, because when they release all the small salmon,
the fry,
they're like, yeah, they're like 3 inches long. Mm-hmm. Here come the stripers, and they just are, you know, it's
gorge time.
You know, and so maybe people ought to really think seriously about getting rid of the stripers, just putting, you know, just catch.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put a limit on them and see what happens for a few years, after a couple of years.
Well, this last batch, I guess last year, were not released the typical way. They were actually trucked.
Well, that's good.
Down to the to give them a chance, but yeah, 1%. But it's fascinating if you've never been to go there and watch them come back up, and then they
during this time of year, though, especially because
oh yeah, they're coming back now. You know, I've been on Diesel Horse and looked down in the water, mm-hmm. and you'll see them in there spawning.
Yep.
It's
so
crazy.
Wow. Yeah, so there you go. So you got to go back out, and then I always ask, which I think is interesting, and I don't know that I've gotten a complete and total clear answer, but they're obviously bringing them in, and they separate male from female, and they open the females, and they put the eggs in a tray, and then the male, they seminize them, and then they throw them down these chutes, and they're sorted and calculated, and there's a machine that's keeping count. You know, where all those fish go when they send them down the chute, but I guess there are all kinds of things that are being done with that meat. Some of it is going to prison. Some of it's for dog food, I guess, they said, and some native can take them. I mean, it's just kind of weird because, I mean, if you're talking about 20,000 salmon, if they're collecting them, you know, what do you do with all the carcasses?
I'm not sure, but, you know, why we're in the magazine and we're looking around, it's interesting that we just went to visit family in Healdsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, once you get into wine country, you know, and you think about it's quite a drive mm-hmm. to get to Healdsburg. Not a huge drive, but and looking in your magazine, you have all these new wineries that mm-hmm. you talk about. Mm-hmm. And one of your articles is called about Tuscan Ridge Estate Winery in Red Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have wineries just popping up everywhere?
Everywhere.
Where do you need to go? You're 15 minutes away.
Not even.
You're 15 minutes away of going to Serfrule.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be great to do like a wine crawl here. I've never been on one here. Like to do that. Just saying. So tell us about this Tuscan Estate Winery here right around the corner.
I think it's kind of cool because these people moved up here from they weren't from here, but they were looking for property, and they had seen this property when they were visiting a friend, the property that they have now. But they were looking for horse property.
Horse property, yeah.
Okay.
And
again, so transplants.
Like,
yeah,
so like a year later, they were looking for horse property, and somebody came to them and said, hey, there's this great piece of property. And it's got a winery on it now, but they're in 2 weeks are going to bulldoze and pull all the vines out. And they kind of thought, oh, gosh, I think we know this property. We looked at it and fell in love with it one time before. And they put an offer on it and then stopped the grapes from being pulled out and kind of restored and got the grapes back into production. I think it says they're grapes developed by UC Davis. They're kind of drought resistant, and they're Syrah and Zinfandel grapes. And they said they did their first barrel, and the grape juice was so sweet that she just felt compelled that they had to turn it into wine. And she's got a beauty background, and I guess they were talking about enzymes that are used in the face are also used in winemaking. And her partner is kind of like MacGyver, and they've just kind of had help from so many people in the community that do wine. And, you know, now they're a flourishing winery. And
well, the pictures are beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks very inviting.
They have a pizza oven there now. And
yeah, traditional
They don't have
Italian.
Any horses.
Yeah. Too much for the horses.
Yeah.
But they just seem like a really neat couple, and the business is doing really great.
Glad to see that.
Yeah.
That it's in Red Bluff.
In Red Bluff.
It is.
Well,
yeah.
Well, guys, closing thoughts. We have a minute. Well, each one of you for this 10th anniversary.
Well, we always have a great time here, and it's wonderful. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There are probably another 15 stories in the magazine that we haven't even touched. So the new issue, October, is out.
It's a great now
James's son is on the cover.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What? Did you do anything to his eyes? I mean, because his eyes are
he has the most beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah.
He has some pretty
Take
a look at Enjoy the Magazine.
They're kind of
it's,
like ghostly blue.
Everywhere. We have our copies here. They're usually
Crater Lake blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rhonda?
Well, come and pick up a magazine and come by and check out the store, all the great stuff that's in there now. McMullen's stuffed, little stuffed pumpkins. Yep. And,
McMullen and Co. soft goods, yep.
And support our advertisers because they're what make the magazine free.
Mm-hmm.
There it
That's
is.
Fantastic.
What a great
thank you so much for being part of our lives as well.
Thank you. Hey, last couple of things is that movie Vaxxed is going to be at 3276 Pichelli Lane at 6 p.m. today. And Robert wants to know if you liked the portraits he did of you at View 2.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. This guy is a loyal listener, and he came in to when I was singing the jazz, and he did. He sat there maybe, 40 minutes, 30 minutes, and he did he's a criminal investigator. You know, when he sits in on cases and he can do the sketching, he did Bernie to the T, Bruce to the T, and me to the T, and I am going to have him framed. I love it.
So there.
We should have him framed for the CD release concert.
We can.
That'd be great.
It's great. And he just sat there and sketched them. And
yeah. Thank you so much. Absolutely. Shout out to a great artist.
All right. Hey, and tomorrow Mary Rickett's going to be here to talk politics about supervisors and this, and plus a couple more surprises. So everybody have a great day. It's Monday. It's the first Monday in October.
Wow.
How could this happen? October 3rd.
I know.
You know, the summer's just gone. Now September's gone. Now we're having rain. Now we're having this. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Down. No, I won't back down. You can stand
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Donald Trump focusing on cybersecurity.
Today is just the beginning of a long and overdue national discussion on how to protect ourselves from modern cybercrime.
The Republican presidential nominee unveiling plans for a cybersecurity team of experts to secure government computer systems, and that includes military systems. Trump is also once again blasting Hillary Clinton for her cyber practices.
The congressman sends out a tremendous subpoena. They want to see the emails, and they delete the emails.
As Trump campaigns in Virginia, Clinton is stumping in Ohio today. The Supreme Court has again dashed the president's attempt to shield millions of illegal immigrants from deportation. The High Court denying the administration's appeal to break its recent tie over the president's plan, and the tie effectively killed the plan. Hurricane Matthew.